This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. We all know the first rule for weathering tough economic times, spend less. But sometimes spending less just isn't enough.
So we asked you for some money-saving tips, and here's what we heard.
My name is Audrey Farragher. I live in Pensacola, Florida, and I work in human resources. Use your clothesline to dry your clothes. Take advantage of the sun's light and heat. Turn colors inside out so the sun doesn't fade the color so quickly. It's free. I start a load of clothes before I go to bed, and it's ready for me to hang out before I go to work.
My name is Patty Belfato. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm in healthcare. I work in a sleep lab as a sleep technician. We wash and reuse our Ziploc bags. Don't laugh. Every penny counts. We also don't use AC. Instead, we have two-way fans in windows to create a cross breeze in both directions. Wherever the sun is, the fans are set to vent out the hot air from the house, and the corresponding shady side is set to draw in cooler air. This saves us more than $250 a month.
Patty also canceled her satellite TV for the summer. That should give her more time for those house cooling experiments.
Teresa Motola is using her bike more now than she is her car, and that made her rethink shopping. Did car culture, she asks, drive shopping culture?
She writes, staying on a budget is a snap when you have to get everything you buy back to your apartment in a bike basket.
Frank Oswald has a solution for high summer electricity bills. Stop your electric service. Candle making is a lost art. So, listeners out there, if you get invited to a candlelit dinner at Frank's house, it's not really a warm, romantic feeling. Don't feel so special.
But what you can feel special about is your ability to send us your tips for saving money. Come to our website. It's npr.org.
And if canceling your internet service is one of your tips, well, you can also fork out a few pennies and call our listener comment line. It's 310-841-5180.